Well, we are joined on the phone this morning by Bob Drogo. He is Executive Vice President of the Griswold Cooperative Telephone Company, and we're going to talk about what it takes to move into the future in some of these rural telephone cooperatives. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, I know you guys are in the process right now, and just not too long ago notified a lot of your customers about the Broadband Network Evolution Project. Technology advances are, well, it seems like they're yesterday, not tomorrow anymore. It seems like they happen so quickly. But it's difficult sometimes for folks in the rural areas to kind of keep up with what happens in the metro area. So it's kind of nice when you see these things happening in the small towns as well.
Well, that's true, Jim. And, you know, from our company's standpoint, the board and the staff, we have been discussing, evaluating, and planning for this evolution of our network for the past 18, 20 months.
Well, with technology as it sits today, it's all about broadband space, right?
That's exactly right. It's all about broadband, bandwidth, speed, how much information can you put on the connection to the customer.
And the old coax cable, the old copper wiring and things, was fine for the time, but it's not good for technology advances today.
That's correct. The wave of the future is definitely established in fiber network infrastructure versus, as you mentioned, Jim, the coax and the copper environment that has served us well for many years.
Can you explain to folks who maybe don't understand why more space is needed these days? Is it a combination of, say, for example, internet, phone, and television services, all just we expect more out of them these days?
That's correct. The opportunities for those various types of communication have expanded and are available to customers, and the challenge that we face, as many of the other rural telephone companies, is how do you increase and sophisticate even further the capabilities to provide those services to the customer base?
Well, you know, with regard to internet, of course, everybody wants more speed. But when you start talking about television, I think when folks first started hearing about high-definition channels and things like that, that immediately they just assume, boom, overnight, everything's going to change. But the capacity just wasn't there.
That's correct. The bandwidth required to deliver what we have moved to now in the way of standard definition and high-definition television is three or four times what it used to be in the RF environment. Therefore, the need to increase that capability, delivery capability, to the customer is paramount.
Bob, can you talk a little bit about the challenges that you face more so in a rural area trying to get a lot of customers hooked up in maybe a wider area with, you know, fewer customers next to one another than they have in some of those larger, more consolidated metropolitan areas?
Exactly, Jim. That's probably one of the biggest challenges that we face, is that our serving territory is approximately 250 square miles. We, in this plan of delivering fiber to the home or fiber to the premise, will take approximately 410 miles of fiber cable, brand new, to each and every location that we serve. The challenge is, can you economically, efficiently, in a timely manner, deliver that infrastructure to the customer to be able to provide those enhanced services?
Well, when you've got fewer customers per square mile than you do, say, like in downtown Des Moines, where you're hooking people up every, 20, 30 feet, it seems like, it's very difficult to do this and very costly, especially in a small rural market.
It is very costly, and that's why the plan to deploy fiber, as well as the time frame to complete all of the installations, must be spread, financially, as well as resource abilities, over a 3 to 4 year period.
Is this something that your customers have been asking about a lot?
have had inquiries, certainly, for greater bandwidth or increased internet speeds, additional deployment of TV, sophisticated TV, to the rural as well as our city locations. So these inquiries and requests have been made in the past months, but the customer has hopefully been educated and informed and will now see that the development of our ability to provide those enhanced services comes from the network itself and being able to get that increased bandwidth out to their specific locations.
You know, it's not like folks, for the most part, have been doing without. It's just an enhanced type of service that you're offering. But, you know, in a lot of ways, some of the folks who've been around these parts for a while can probably remember what it was like back in the day when they were just starting to hook homes up to with electricity and things like that, because, you know, it seemed like the rural areas were the last to get there.
That's exactly right. And actually, the majority of the independent telephone companies in Iowa, as well as Griswold Cooperative, we have been providing television services and high-speed internet services to the majority of our customer base for some years now. So we are, in essence, ahead of the metropolitan curve.
It's nice to be out in front.
Yes.
Well, this is a long-term project. This isn't something that's going to happen just over a short few days.
No, our target, Jim, since we started in December of 2011, is to complete installation and have all services turned up on the new network prior to or early 2015.
You know, Bob, while it's exciting to be able to offer the new and different services to customers, I'm sure your business is kind of like ours to a certain extent, too. It's always a little scary to go into something that you think is the next thing, because you're always thinking one further down the road to what might be next, and am I just throwing, you know, a bucket of water on a huge fire, or am I really getting to the point where I'm not just providing services for today, but ready to make that next step again, whatever it might be down the road, too?
Exactly. And in the planning process, and, you know, just like you plan to make additions to your services and the offerings for your customer base by providing FM service as well as AM, again, we decided that the most foolproof way to continue to advance the technological needs of the customers was to enhance, build out the fiber network, because that is the backbone that enables us to deliver present-day enhanced services as well as what we believe is coming down the road.
You know, years ago, Bob, I'd have never dreamed that we'd be involved in so many different methods and platforms of providing information to the folks that depend on KJAN. You know, remember when phone companies used to be phone companies?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And now, you know, as you can tell, it's more communication company than telephone company.
Absolutely.
Because there are so many various ways to communicate.
Yeah, you have to be able to provide all the different products and services that folks are looking for if you're going to stay viable in the emerging markets, because it's constantly changing. And those of us that live in rural areas sometimes like things the way they are, unless it gets more difficult. And folks are, you know, they're commuting by internet anymore a lot of times. They're not maybe running off to Des Moines or Omaha for their jobs each and every day. Maybe they're going once a week and working because they have high-speed internet access at home. It's not just about, hey, I want to have a little bit better-looking TV picture. In some cases, it's about, I want to be able to sustain my life and feed my family by being able to work here locally.
Exactly. I think a good point of measurement as to the importance of being able to provide those services to our customers was mentioned in the President's State of the Union address the other evening, where at one point he stated that, you know, we've got crumbling roads and bridges, power grid that wastes too much energy, and incomplete high-speed broadband network that prevents a small business owner in rural America from selling his or her products all over the world. That is the type of accommodation that, you know, we knew was coming, and we planned for it and are going to implement it.
You bet. Well, it's getting closer and closer to that in a lot of these rural areas. And for folks in the service area, the Griswold Cooperative Telephone Company, I'm sure they'll get a lot of their questions answered very soon.
Yes, they will. We will be continuing to inform, educate the customer base as to the different phases and steps in the project, including providing, you know, a viable means of communication for questions and answers as to what it is, how it works, etc.
It's always a scary but exciting time as well. Bob, thanks a lot for your time. That's Bob Drogo, Executive Vice President of the Griswold Cooperative Telephone Company. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, sir.